Hey there! Do you like comic books? Do you like superhero TV and movies? Well, come on over and check out the Caves of Lunatics podcast. We have such shows as Caves of Lunatics and Super Connectivity, where we cover everything new and current and popular in the world of superheroes. And we also have episode-by-episode reviews of the Marvel Netflix shows and a monthly discussion of everything current on the DC Comics character Nightwing. And a few other surprises all the time. So come join us for the Capes and Lunatics podcast.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And this is the DCAU podcast, this week covering LEGO DC Comics Superheroes Justice League versus Bizarro League.
Hooray, you know we like the Lego ones. Always on side for a Lego film.
Absolutely. Now, one thing, much like last week when it was Batman Assault on Arkham, and it was actually a Suicide Squad movie, this isn't a Justice League versus Bizarro League film.
No, it's really not.
It's
bad advertising.
Yes. Now, apparently the reviews for this film weren't actually that good, and I don't know why, because I thought it was quite good fun.
I think it was pretty sweet. I mean, not a lot happened, but it was fun watch. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't regret the 50 minutes of my time or whatever it took up, so.
Yeah. So, the film opens in Metropolis with Bizarro trying to help by thinking that an octopus
it's so ridiculous
merry-go-round thing is actually a monster kidnapping kids.
He's trying. Like,
he is
we'll
indeed
have no
very
Bizarro
trying.
Slander in this house.
Yeah, so Superman comes and ends up stopping the path of destruction that Bizarro has accidentally caused. And explained, no, he's not my twin brother, he's no relation of mine, he's a clone that went wrong.
Yeah, but you know, not that wrong, bless him.
Yeah, it is weird, because it's actually, look, Bizarro is not, because anytime I've kind of seen predictions of Bizarro, he is evil. So the actual fact of no, he's literally just Superman, but the dumbest.
Well, he's kind of like the opposite, isn't he? Everything's like backwards, and I don't really know where his origin is. But like, yeah, he's just backwards everything, and that makes him a little bit dumb.
So Superman decides the best thing to do is to take Bizarro to another planet.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a cube where the physics are backwards.
Of course. Because everything Bizarro is backwards, so
yes.
It's fine.
And basically convinces Bizarro to build his own planet covered with these strange yellow rocks.
Mm-hmm.
We then cut to a year later, when Gorilla Grodd is committing a heist. Using Giganta to distract the Justice League, and Captain Cold, Deathstroke, and Penguin to commit the theft.
Yes. It's a good little team up.
So, all these people then rebel when it turns out what they're stealing is bananas.
Oh, I wonder who they're working for.
Yes. And we then have a sequence where the Flash, Green Arrow, and Plastic Man each catch one of each villain of the kind of three that were doing the stealing. And I have a note here. Yeah, so virtually everyone in this film doubles up at some point.
Oh, yeah.
So Isla voicing their hero and their opposite. Or there's also, so John DiMaggio voices Deathstroke and Lex Luthor. Tom Kenny, who voiced the Batman version of Penguin, voices Penguin and Plastic Man. Phil Morris voices Green Arrow and Hawkman.
Okay. Well, I mean, they get their money out of them. And they all do a pretty good job.
Oh, and Kevin Michael Richardson as Captain Cold and Gorilla Grodd.
Well, Gorilla Grodd doesn't have much to say.
All Captain Cold. I mean, it is literally just...
Yeah, exactly. So fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. The one that I did have is, at one point, Cyborg complains that he doesn't have a jetpack.
He's a bit whiny in these films, but I like it.
Yeah, he's very enthusiastic, though.
Very enthusiastic.
And we have a new Green Lantern. So we've had... Yes. So we've had Hal Jordan, we've had John Stewart, and
this We've had more Green Lanterns than we've had Robins. Probably. Maybe. We've only had Dick and Damien, haven't we?
I'm sure we've had Tim Drake in something.
Maybe.
Anyway, maybe. So it is... not only that, it's not even the Green Lantern you like. We've still not had...
No.
We've still not had him. Guy Gardner, who no one seems to like.
But people who like him really like him. Like, people do like him. They like him because he's a bit of a... I'm trying to think of a word that you won't have to bleep. Just leave it at that.
I was more meaning no one in this world likes him, but okay.
Oh, well, yeah, because he's not supposed to be the most charming of characters. But that's why people like him, because it's so unusual to have someone on the hero side who's not that, you know.
Speaking of Robins, Batman manages to save a whole legion of potential Robins.
Yes.
And uses them to form a giant bat to catch Grodd.
You know.
And then the Batman gives... Because they're all scouts, so he all gives them their Batman badge.
Yeah, because that's sweet. That's all you really want. It's a little badge.
Yes, because that's what you get for punching a monkey.
Well, you should get much worse than a badge, but hey. It is Gorilla Quad, not just any.
So, after this, we go back to the Hall of Justice, and it turns out the kind of main actual plot is about trusting people, and the whole film we're introduced to Batman's inner monologue, and he's planning his attack on Superman because he doesn't trust him. And
Still doesn't like Superman.
And he has a lead-lined box with kryptonite that he opens. And look, the second he opens the box, Superman falls over.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's working on his, like, how to take down Superman if he has to.
Yes. And we also find out that Flash is very easily bored.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fairly standard depiction in these kind of level of things, isn't it? It's like, if you can move quickly, you'll therefore also be bored quickly.
Yep. You can't be bored for long, however, because the trouble alert sounds.
Da, da, da.
Because Superman is attacking LexCorp. Batman knew it!
Batman knew it was... But, like, why would they care if he's attacking LexCorp?
And, well, it's... What then happens is Superman immediately realises who it is.
Yeah.
And gets very... Superman's a jerk in this film.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'll do it. It's I'll just do it alone. Please don't. It's embarrassing.
He's just keen. And Batman's always mean to him. I don't know if he's a jerk. But he does kind of, yeah, say he'll just do it alone.
Oh, no, I'm... No, I think he's a jerk to Bizarro.
Oh, he's a jerk to Bizarro. That's mean. Yeah, he's mean to Bizarro.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Superman does not get to go alone. Superman is joined by Batman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and Cyborg. And Unsurprisingly, yes, it turns out Lex has a villain lair.
Duh, of course he does. He has many lairs, probably, but this is his villain lair.
And he also has Lego-style instructions on how to defeat Superman.
See, he cracked it before Batman did. Don't know what that says about Batman.
Well, I mean, it's...
Just saying.
I mean, he's voiced by John DiMaggio, which is is always a good start.
Yeah.
So, I also love that it's actual Lego instructions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very funny.
And Superman goes, "Oh, thank you for finding Lex's plans. I'm sure you'll destroy them."
I'm sure you won't.
So Lex arrives, and yes, it becomes even stranger because the Justice League is like, "We don't like you, and we know that this is an evil lair, but we're here to stop other Superman." And yes. Speaking of Bizarro, he shows up with the duplicator that created him.
I wonder what will happen now. Dun, dun, dun.
He clones Green Lantern, Batman, Cyborg, and Wonder Woman.
Which is amazing.
To create the Bizarro League.
Yay, and they're pretty fun.
So it's Bat-Zaro, who can't keep his helmet on straight, and is the world's worst detective.
Yes.
Green.
A bit like Batman.
Green Zaro, who is afraid of his own shadow.
He's like the cowardly lion. He's very cute.
Yes. Size Zaro, who seems to actually just be like Cyborg, but rusty.
Yeah, they didn't really think that one through. I think it's quite a hard one to do, but you know.
And Bizarra, who is like Wonder Woman, except... ugly. And weird. And kind of a strange message to be sending kids, but okay.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's not too bad.
Whilst there, Bizarro also finds a bomb and takes it with him without checking what type of bomb it is. And then leaves for Bizarro World with the Bizarro League. And as the Justice League go to chase after them, Lex realizes that that Bizarro took a kryptonite bomb, which he's really annoyed by until he realizes, wait a minute, he's taking it to where Superman's going. That's fine.
Yeah, that'll all work out well.
Yep.
We know kryptonite's not a big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not for everyone that's not Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, isn't it kryptonite that causes Lex to go bald in some versions? Or am I making
that up? I
have
no idea.
I know it's something... There's something that... He goes bald due to something to do with Superman, and that's...
Is that why he doesn't like him? Because he's, like, gone bald?
Yeah, that's... I believe in some versions that's why he hates Superman. Jeez, yes.
Men are so fragile.
Well, as someone who... As someone who's had to start wearing glasses this week...
And they look fine, and I've worn glasses since I was 13. Again, like, it's not a big deal. These aren't things you can affect. Things like losing your hair, having to wear glasses... You guarantee you're not the only person. Your hair going white. Any of these things that are natural as you get older. They're not things to be ashamed about.
Yes, but I suppose it could, from Lex's point of view, it made him look like Jeff Bezos. And no one wants to look like Jeff Bezos.
Yes, but we all know Lex predates Jeff Bezos. And maybe, you know, like, modelled himself on that. All I'm saying is that, like... Anytime you feel bad about losing your hair, going white ahead, or wearing glasses, or anything like that, you are just showing all your friends who have been doing that since they were younger than you or who are older than you what you thought of them before it affected you. Right? So...
I'll be honest, it's... In all seriousness, it's kind of...
No, I know you haven't actually complained about wearing glasses, so I'm just saying, but people do. And it's just like, so I'm just message to anyone in any of those situations. It's not a big deal. It happens to people.
Yep.
They're like, you can't control it, so embrace it.
We arrive at Bizarro World. Everyone's power, apart from Superman, doesn't work properly.
Because it's Bizarro World.
So Cyborg keeps falling apart because our technology doesn't work. Oh, wait, I am all technology. Arm falls off.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
Wonder Woman keeps falling over. For reasons.
For some reason, yeah, she's over... Maybe breasts make her overbalance in Bizarro. Who knows? I mean, she's not particularly known for her great balance, is she? So, I mean, like, yeah. It's just a weird one to have as the opposite effect, but I guess they couldn't think of anything to catch her out except being clumsy.
I suppose. And we see that Bizarro has actually built Bizarretropolis.
Mm-hmm. Which is very, very, you know, good.
That is nice. It's lovely. So Superman... and Batman go to investigate. Superman basically says, I know you have kryptonite, and I know you're Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Because his name is stitched on his underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Curses, Alfred!
Good old Alfred. But then he reveals he knows that Supes is Clark.
Why? Because he's Batman.
Yeah, because I'm
Batman. Okay. That's the first time I think someone's actually done it.
I think it is. I think it is, which is very funny. And it's perfect that it's in a Lego film.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it turns out that Darkseid is attacking Bizarro World.
Yeah, in a cool Darkseid space thing.
So Darkseid is voiced by Tony Todd.
Never heard of him, but that's fine.
You've never heard of Tony Todd?
What am I supposed to have?
I don't know.
I mean, like, come on. Now you're going to give me a list of things he's done that I will be like, okay, I'm not ashamed that I've never heard of him.
Tony Todd,
I'm going to look him up.
Much like Steve Bloom... The second you see him, you'll know exactly. So,
but I mean, like, I'm sorry, I didn't know his name.
No,
feel too ashamed that I didn't know his name either. But yes, he's for everyone listening. He was in The Crow and Final Destination
and Candyman and.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't seen Candyman. Like, I'm listing the ones I've seen. So I would say mostly known him for Final Destination and he was in Xena, X-Files, Charmed, Stargate, Criminal Minds, Hercules, Law and Order, Chuck. So a lot. I probably know him from TV more than films then.
Yeah, he turns up in a lot of different things. He does play Darkseid again in one of the later Lego movies, and he also becomes the voice of Darkseid in... the DCAMU as well.
Which is the AMU.
Yes, the one that Damian Wayne's in and
okay.
Yeah.
The acronym's gonna throw me every time.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's which, so
the ones that all look surprisingly generic.
Okay.
That we're going to be covering next week, 2 weeks time, spoiler alert.
Cool.
So it turns out that Bizarro created the Bizarro League to fight Darkseid.
Yeah, look, he was just doing what he could.
Which is good. Yeah, and it is. It's...
Well, I have no Bizarro slander on this based on this film.
Absolutely
just
not.
Just trying his best.
Darkseid attacks the Bizarro League. Batman and Superman help them, help save them.
Because they are good, really.
Oh, they are good. And Desaad then tries to crush the Bizarro League and Batman and Superman. They escape, and the Bizarro League and Justice League meet up. The Justice League are generally a little bit of a team of jerks to the Bizarro League.
Yep.
And then Bizarro calls out Superman.
Yeah.
Which he absolutely deserves.
Not very heroic now. Is
yes.
What I should say.
Absolutely. So, the plan is, apparently, that Darkseid is trying to steal all these rocks to create a super weapon that he can fire on Earth to break all their technology.
I'm sure there's easier ways, but yes.
And Batman decides the way to defeat him is to make a super gun. Meanwhile, Bizarro talks to a rock and he feels really bad. And I just feel sorry for Bizarro.
I feel very sorry for him here. He's trying so hard.
Absolutely. So, Darkseid arrives at Bizarrotropolis.
Mm-hmm.
The two teams of Justice and Bizarro League work together to try and fight Darkseid. And including the Cesaro breaks the super weapon, which fixes it.
Yeah, of course, because Bizarro World.
And just as they're approaching Darkseid to fire the weapon, Bizarro decides to help Superman by throwing the bomb in, not realizing it's a kryptonite bomb.
Which is just funny.
Which destroys the super weapon. Superman is sent flying into the ground. And Darkseid actually thanks Bizarro. So, Darkseid's weapon fires, turning the moon into a cube.
Which is cute as well, I like that.
And just as he's about to fire on Earth, Hawkman puts up a shield.
I like Hawkman, I like seeing him. He should be in more things too.
Yep. Well, I think the only other time we've seen him so far, he was a villain.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is crazy.
So, Superman then figures out, if we throw more of the yellow rocks at the weapon, it will overload it. Which Batman goes, aha, that was your plan all along. And then decides, okay, fine, I'll trust Superman.
Yeah.
And then Bizarro's like, but that would destroy my planet.
Right, exactly. And then he's like, and he's got his friends on his planet, all his rocks. So.
But he has new friends now.
I know, which is sweet.
So, the Justice League and Bizarro League then overload Darkseid's weapon. And the moon is still a cube, but other than that, the Earth is saved.
Hooray.
However, it does look like Superman is dead.
Boo.
Until Bizarro saves him.
Saves him with a weird beam of... Oh, I guess because his beam's not destructive, it can heal.
No, it's because Bizarro. Because he doesn't have cold breath, he basically sucks in all the kryptonite.
Okay, I didn't get that's what was going on.
So he sucks in the kryptonite, and since he's not affected by kryptonite, it doesn't hurt him. I actually think Doesn't make him stronger, I don't know. But anyway, so the Justice League and Bizarro League rebuild Bizarro World. Meanwhile, on Earth, it's revealed that Lex Luthor has captured Martian Manhunter.
No!
And is preparing for, quote-unquote, Operation Doom.
Which is fun. I like the idea of Operation Doom. It sounds a bit, you know.
Coincidentally, the next Lego movie, I believe, is... yes, it is. Justice League Attack of the Legion of Doom.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Which... Oh, wow. Just had a look at the voice cast of that.
Is it good?
So, it's pretty. It's the same voice cast as this last film that we kind of covered. So, Troy Baker is Batman. John DiMaggio shows up. Grey Griffin takes over as Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Mark Hamill shows up.
Yay.
As Trickster and Sinestro.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all looking the same voice actors, including, yes, Tony Todd's Darkseid shows up again.
Nice.
So, that was Justice League versus Bizarro League. It's not long.
Mm-hmm. It's literally, what, just under 50 minutes, so.
Yeah, just under 50 minutes. I liked it. It's nice coming to these films that are very simple.
Yeah, it's sweet, and I liked it as well.
Particularly looking at the next, well, the next four we've got coming up, one of them is Batman vs. Robin, which is obviously the animated movie universe. It's a sequel to Son of Batman.
Right.
We've also, one of the other films we've got coming up, now this is like four episodes time, is Justice League Gods and Monsters.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that one.
Which it's an Elseworlds, which was developed by Bruce Timm and Alan Burnett, who are part of the original kind of Batman the Animated Series team.
Mm-hmm.
And this and that film is a bit more edgy. It's probably the nicest way to describe it.
Edgy, can't wait.
In terms of. Superman is actually, instead, he's a Mexican immigrant. Wonder Woman was about to marry into Darkseid's family.
So this is a whole alternate universe.
Alternate universe. And Batman is a vampire.
Nice.
Voiced by That's Michael only... C. Hall.
You know, like, how why have not more people not made Batman a vampire?
I mean, the only
considering
two...
Considering he's called Batman.
A comedian that I follow on Twitter came up with a fan theory that Batman is secretly Dracula.
Yes, that's what I mean. That's, yeah.
Beck Hill, if you check that out. Between those two films, however, we have yet another version of Batman, which is Batman Unlimited, which is a film series based on Batman toys.
Oh, great.
Yes. And so the first one we're watching is Batman Unlimited Animal Instincts. Which, on the plus side, it does have Nightwing and Red Robin.
Nice. That's good. We like that. Sounds good.
Uh-huh.
We've got a good few ones coming up.
Yep. Also, we have, as previously mentioned, Justice League Attack of the Legion of Doom, the Lego film.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's kind of a bit kind of bouncing around the tones.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
But that's what's all coming up in the near future. So if you have any feedback on any of those films, or if you have any feedback on our show, please feel free to contact us. at dcaupodcast@yahoo.com or on Twitter at dcaupodcast.
Yeah, do it. Let us know what you think.
Have you appeared in any podcasts recently?
I've been on Into the Night Moon Knight podcast reviewing the first issue of the new Moon Knight comic.
They're starting a new line this year?
It just started last week. Yeah. Yeah, so,
well, 5 weeks ago by the time that this...
21st of July. 21st of July it started. Right.
And I am still on Rise of the Robots. By the time this comes out, we'll be getting towards the end of our coverage of Dutch Robot Wars.
Nice.
Which is interesting because it's the first time that we've watched a... series of robot wars where neither of us speak the language of the commentary team.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for listening to the DCAU podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Batman versus Robin.
Yes, and look forward to it.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We are at DCAU Podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU Podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.